Margaret McDermott, who bestowed millions of dollars upon institutions linked to the arts, education, and science, has died at the age of 106. A suspect is dead following an officer-involved shooting in Dallas. It happened last night on the 3200 block of Belleville Drive, where police responded to a disturbance. Police heard gunshots coming from inside the home and called for backup. SWAT team members arrived and were met by gunfire from the suspect. Police returned fire, killing the man. No officers were hurt, and the investigation is ongoing. Jason Witten will retire. The NFL confirmed that Witten is ending his NFL career to become a TV commentator. He's been asked to join ESPN's Monday Night Football. Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones says the Cowboys will support Witten's decision 110% one way or the other. He also says it's important for Witten to do what's best for his family. We're in a severe thunderstorm watch through 2 p.m., 80% chance of rain, today high 80. I'm Audrey Morton for Talk Radio 1190.
A grand in your hand. It's your shot at $1,000 right now. Text the keyword cash to 200-200. That's cash, C-A-S-H, to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry, plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. Text the word cash, C-A-S-H, to 200-200. Good luck. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or iHeartMedia.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Von Eaglin in studio with me. Kip Watson is on her way. She's stuck in this crazy weather here in Dallas, Texas. And Lexi Brinkley and Aviana Barrientos. I almost crashed. I'm not kidding you. Like, I almost crashed today.
And on the way in.
I was up in the Las Colinas, like, area. I had a meeting there very early this morning and jumped in my car and tried to get here on time. Made it by the skin of my rear end. But I don't know about you, what you guys experienced, but the wind was blowing so hard, my vehicle was shuddering, like, shaking. So much so that I was afraid to get out, like, go. But I'm like, if I don't go now, then I'm not going to make it on time. Mm-hmm. And I almost didn't. And it's just kind of crazy. I'm in my new Subaru, so I don't know.
You got a Subaru?
I got a Subaru.
I hear those are four-wheel drive.
They're all-wheel drive, but still I didn't, you know, I'm not familiar with all the buttons yet. That's the first rainstorm I've driven it in. So I had to, you know, adjust the defrost and all that stuff.
I got to see you in this car. I've never seen you. I can't just see you driving a Subaru.
I'm a Subaru kind of girl,
really?
For sure.
Know. What, last time we talked about the Porsche. Porsche, I don't know how you say it, but, you know.
Yeah, Porsche. Either way, it's good.
Yeah, I have to see you.
Well, on the way there, the weather was awesome. In fact, has anybody else been on that 635 expressway?
Oh, beautiful.
It is
I love how it goes underground.
Me too, and it was all I could think of is if I was in the Porsche, I'd be doing about 100 right now. I didn't take the car over 75 yet. Maybe when we were driving back from Austin, it might have hit 80 or something like that when you're not paying attention.
Okay.
If you're on smooth roads, but that 635 expressway, I'm going to say at like 6 in the morning, it'll be a sweet drive with no other cars around if you wanted to stretch your engine or something.
Stretch the Subaru out. And so, but you say you almost crashed, though.
I almost crashed because people drive like total jackasses.
Okay, I agree.
Total. They do.
I agree.
Well, I heard that there's a big convention in town. I won't say what it is, but, you know, there's a lot of people that think that they own the road right now, and it's ridiculous. I mean, I just can't even believe how stupid some drivers are. Totally stupid. It's pouring down rain. They go zooming by me at like 65, 70 miles an hour. I've got my flashers on. Uh-huh. I'm at like 48 because I don't want to hurt anyone else. And I don't want to, certainly don't want to cause an accident.
And you'll still see them on their phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. So, well, I had my phone out because I had my GPS on trying to figure out where in the hell I was and trying to get back. I was like, I felt like somebody spun me around in space this morning.
People tend to overestimate their ability on the road, and they don't realize, especially when there's just a light rain, like your car is more likely to hydroplane if there's just a light rain because that makes the oil slick on the road.
Right.
Now, you know, hard rain, you know, but again, people just, again, they overestimate their ability, which is stupid. And
well, and it came down quickly, so there wasn't time for it to really, you know, absorb into the grass and get off the freeways.
That's
and
when that's it's dangerous.
When, yes. And so, please, you guys, whoever's listening right now out there driving, you know, just drive nicer. You know,
take your time.
Take your time.
Following distance.
Right.
You know,
and don't go zooming by people and cutting them off.
Be nice on the road.
It's always, and I have to say, you know, no offense to young people out there, but it's always somebody like. I'm ballparking it here. I'm going to say, you know, like 25 and under, you know, mostly male. No offense there either.
That's why our insurance rates are high, you know.
Well, so, you know.
Because we drive stupid.
Well, we're going to be talking about the masculine ideologies today with you.
You got it.
What men aspire to be. So, you know, what's really funny is I've never read this book. I've had it for years, The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan. Are you familiar with this?
Let me check this thing.
I've never read it. It was given to me as a gift, or it was somebody else's book, and it just ended up in my library. But I started to read it last night, and I was like, holy smokes. Did you know that women couldn't get a loan from a bank in 1963 without a male co-signer?
Wow.
Did you know that? What you're saying yes. Diamond shaking her head yes. Lexi, did you
know
that?
Did not know that.
I know, right? It's like, what?
I had heard about it, but I mean, it's just...
No wonder women were burning their bras. That's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
The feminist movement. Did you hear about this thing with
Dan
Snyder?
I don't think it's a movement. Yeah. I think we just want to be equal for crying out loud.
So check this. I heard this thing with Dan Snyder. He said, for the Redskins owner, he said, well, he invited the cheerleaders down to Costa Rica. They took their passports when they got to Costa Rica. They actually made them do a photo shoot with like body paint and topless, and they invited other people down there in order to like see them do this photo shoot. We don't know where the photo shoot, you know, where the pictures for the calendar went, but apparently this Me Too movement, like he, I guess, is now part of it because he's objectified women.
I read about this morning. It's a crazy article.
Right.
Really? Oh, I can't wait. So what are your thoughts about it as a woman, Diamond?
I saw a lot of people online saying, well, why didn't they quit and stuff like that? But the culture of cheerleading when you're in high school and college is completely different than professional sports. And I think a lot of girls that transition don't expect the sponsorships and all the obligations they have to be tied to in addition to cheerleading and dancing.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically not a cheerleader. You're a bought and paid for whore. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, Bernadette, I don't know if you knew this, but I used to be a cheerleader.
Really?
What?
Okay, cheer time.
Well, okay, here's a story right here. So I got out of football practice when I was playing football in college. My girlfriend was trying out for the team, and this was in junior college, at Tyler Junior College. She was trying out. She could tumble and everything, and I did some stunting with a girl in high school. And so while she's trying out, they say, hey, Vaughn, we need some people to come spot and stunt. So I go down there. And I know how to do a lot of the stunts. Like, okay, here's a chair. Here's a liberty. Here's a toss to hands and everything.
Listen to you.
Long story short, she did not make the team, and they gave me a scholarship to come cheerlead.
Oh my gosh.
So I was supposed to be going to Daytona Beach. Because
you're that big, husky man.
I don't know. But, you know, for a small stint, I was a cheerleader in college. So anyway.
That's funny.
So, learning how to tumble and stuff.
And to Diamond's point, college, and that is awesome.
Yeah.
So can you do any cheers for us? Like during the half?
I got a lot of flack from all my homeboys from that. So I don't think I'm going to be doing any cheerleading or anything like that. So
Wow. Well, I never expected the show to go this way.
Well, but we were talking about the Me Too movement and how women are objectified, and Dan Snyder's now in that.
Do you think women are objectified?
Oh, hands down. You know, you guys have been objectified for a long period. And men get objectified too sometimes, but.
Yeah. Why didn't they take a bunch of guys down there and, you know, make them and let's paint them all up and take pictures, except for, you know, never mind. Sorry for the visual. What do you want to say? You're the shrink here.
I don't know. We went left a long time ago. We went from like driving cars on the road to, you know, anyways. So
we're going to be talking with Kip Watson here today, too, about understanding the complexity of teamwork. And when we get back from break, we're also going to be playing a little bit of a tape from podcast that I recorded down in Austin at the Paleo FX with a company called Mother Dirt. Really interesting, all the new companies that are out there starting new products. It's always great as an entrepreneur to hear, you know, stories like that or want to be entrepreneur. So all of you out there that maybe want to start up a company, tune in. Got another great one here coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. When you're gone and they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, 'cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good protein bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley mic'd up, Von Eaglin, and Kip Watson. Von Eaglin is a licensed professional counselor, supervisor, and works with two group practices in the Dallas area. You can find him at WeFixBrains.com. And Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor and a sports psychology professional with two master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. You can find her on Instagram at KipFit. We're getting ready to play this tape of a company that was at the Paleo FX that we went to last weekend. We had a really great time. Wish you guys could have been there with us. Kip, Von, you would have really enjoyed it.
I bet.
It's a lifestyle thing. It's not a diet. Right. It's not a paleo diet. It's a paleo lifestyle. Yeah. And I encourage everyone to go back and listen to the interview that I did with Michelle Norris, who is the CEO and co-founder of Paleo FX, and listen to her amazing story of what prompted her to found that organization and just all the love and spirituality behind the movement of the Paleo FX. And so she actually, she is the one that vets, does the vetting process on every single vendor, every single product that is presented at the Paleo FX. And this was one of them, Mother Dirt. So the product that started it all contains live AOB. So you say, what's AOB? Ammonia oxidizing bacteria. It's a good bacteria. lost with modern hygiene and lifestyles. You can put it everywhere. When I say everywhere, okay, so you can put it on your face, you can put it on your armpits, you can put it on your feet, you can put it on your crotch.
On your crotch.
I might need to try that one. Does it help? I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't used it there. I've only put it on my face.
Okay. So, this is all in
but,
one right
but
there.
But it's really cool. And I, you know, any interview, you listen to it afterwards, and you're like, I wish I would have asked that. Or I didn't know about the whole crotch thing, or I probably would have brought it up in the interview.
I would have asked that too. So.
But it's really cool. It says that you'll notice by going biome-friendly with these products called Mother Dirt, that improves the appearance of problem skin within 4 weeks, helps improve skin clarity in 4 weeks by 35%, helps improve the appearance of oily skin by 22%, and 60% of the users cut down on products like deodorants. And so, you know, for people that want to, you know, put more natural things on their body, I think they should give us a try. I didn't know that. About the armpit and stuff until actually just a few minutes ago. So I'm going to try it out and let you know. But here we go with the tape. I hope y'all enjoy it. Hey, everyone. I'm live here at Paleo FX, and I just came across the most interesting booth that I know you're going to want to know about because I'm dying to know about this. It says Mother Dirt, good bacteria for great skin. Well, everyone that knows me well knows that I'm obsessed with beautiful skin. I think that skin is so important, and I don't like to wear a lot of makeup. I don't think most people do. So if I can get away with just making my skin glow, I'm all for it. So Mother Dirt, good bacteria for great skin. I'm here with Mark and Tina. They are the representatives at the booth here today at Paleo FX in Austin, Texas. And we're talking about Mother Dirt. Okay, so I'm going to ask, I'm going by your little cheat sheet here. I'm going to be talking about, okay, so it says what? It says meet AOB. So what is AOB?
AOB is ammonia oxidizing bacteria. This is a bacteria that once lived on our skin. All of us once had it about 100 years ago. Since the advent of modern hygiene, we have scrubbed it all away. Our goal is to return that good bacteria back to our skin.
Okay, and so you guys said that this started with a horse in a field and a doctor. So, Tina, you want to tell us that story?
Yes. Yes, it's a great story. It is a great story. It's not what you would expect it to be.
Okay. A horse. I can't wait. So a horse in a field and a doctor. What happened?
Our founding scientist, David Whitlock, was courting this woman, and she had horses, and they were rolling around in the dirt, and she asked him, why are they doing this? And he wanted to impress her. And he said, oh, to help get rid of the bugs. But it was March, and the bugs weren't out yet.
Okay.
So he dug deeper, literally, ba-dum-bum, and, and he discovered that the dirt had a bacteria in it called AOB, ammonia oxidizing bacteria, and it helped the horses get clean. So you see a lot of animals rolling in the dirt. It's just their instinct to do it. And so it's a method to help them be clean. The bacteria consume the ammonia in their sweat and convert it into beneficial byproducts. It does the same thing for us.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because, you know, I think back to the book Missing Microbes by Dr. Michael Blazier, who was on our show about 5 years ago. But I became obsessed with the microbiome from that point, maybe 6 years ago. But, you know, it makes sense because healthy gut bacteria, healthy vaginal bacteria, healthy breastfeeding, the bacteria that you get, it's all important. So I'm reading that GQ says for healthy skin, just add bacteria. Is that, I guess that's the...
That's us.
That's you.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you want people to know about these products?
Generally speaking, what we want people to know is that we once had this bacteria on our skin. Our goal is to bring that good bacteria back to your skin. We're trying to return our skin to a healthy balance. We think of this bacteria as a peacekeeper bacteria, okay? So we're trying to rebalance the skin microbiome. Users find that by using the AO Plus Mist, our signature product, users find that if they have oily skin, their skin is less oily. If they have dry skin, their skin is less dry. Rebalance the skin microbiome.
What about eczema and things like that? Psoriasis, does it help with that?
Well, we're a cosmetic company, so we steer way clear of making any kinds of claims around skin conditions.
Okay. Okay, so this dirt, where does it come from? Is there a dirt farm somewhere, or do you guys produce this stuff in a laboratory?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Basically. So it comes from.
Is it Texas dirt?
I don't think so, unfortunately. No. So it originally came from an organic farm in Massachusetts, and now the bacteria is grown in a bioreactor.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So we can produce it for the masses.
Well, I'm looking at some of the comments of in the press. Yahoo says, our obsession with cleanliness could actually be making us sicker. I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. What does the company say about that?
Yeah, it's true. You know, we want to try and encourage customers to use less products. You know, we've been using so many products on our skin for so many years that we've scrubbed away all the good bacteria that our skin needs to be healthy.
Wow.
And just like you were saying earlier when you were talking about the different microbiomes, the easiest way for people to understand the importance of the skin microbiome is to relate it to the gut microbiome. So if you have digestive issues or any sort of stomach problems, they go right for the microbiome of the gut and bringing back that good bacteria. So that's an example of how bacteria could make us
This is
healthy.
Such an ingenious idea. I absolutely love it. And again, I'm reading some of the press here. Marie Claire says, using products with live bacteria may soon become second nature. The New York Times says, for the first time in my life, my pores seemed to shrink. That's huge for so many women and men too, but especially women. That is huge. Does it do that? Does it shrink your pores?
I have noticed a difference. I've noticed a huge difference in the overall quality of my skin because I tend to be very dry. And we're in the Northeast and there's a lot of cold, harsh winters. And my skin would just be ridiculous. And the mist has helped to balance it out. I get away with using far less products than I used before.
Wow. And so how many products do you have? We've got about 2 minutes. How many products do you have? I'm guessing you have a facial scrub.
Nope.
No.
We don't want to scrub things
up. Oh, you don't
up.
Want to scrub. That's right. We want to keep the dirt on. Okay, so
we have
what are we doing here?
Our flagship product, which is the mist. That's the sound of
okay.
the mist.
Can that you miss me?
That has the that has the bacteria
he
in it.
He did that. Mark did that on purpose.
And then we have a face and body cleanser. We have a shampoo and a moisturizer. Everything we do is biome friendly, which means it does not disrupt your personal microbiome. It nurtures your good bacteria.
Wow.
And it's also preservative-free, and everything is plant-based and has 10 ingredients or less.
I love it. Okay, so bacteria is the new black. Wear it every day.
Right on, sister.
I love it. Dirt Squad, motherdirt.com. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
I absolutely love it, and I am going to buy a bottle of the spray because I want a dirty face.
Good for you.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Still come for 6 in the morning.
Well-being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, it's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
For victims of drunk and drug driving, our grief is unique, but you are not alone. MAD is here to help. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. That's MADD.ORG.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Kip Watson in studio with me and Von Eaglin. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior, the H Hemp Company, that's Honest Hemp. Use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order. Paleo Magazine, a fine, fine magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, another fine publication, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And I want to let everybody know that you can get Sun Warrior in your Smoothie King smoothie. Did you know that, Vaughn?
Yeah, I do.
I think I told you a couple of weeks ago.
So,
and I think you can find Squatty Potty and Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop.
Yes.
But having said that, so I bought a case each of Soul Good protein bars. My two favorite flavors are
blueberry blast
and salted caramel. They are, and they have an excellent profile. And I buy a couple cases a month, and then every couple of months, and I bring them in, and I've shared them with everyone. But, you know, Sun Warrior is a great company. You're the one that actually turned me on to Sun Warrior.
There you go.
Vaughn.
Yeah.
You've been using it for years. But the protein bars have an incredible profile. They really do. So they've got 16, like the Blueberry Blast has 16 grams of fiber. It's only 212 calories, only 7 grams of sugar. It's 100% organic, clean, clean, clean. Really good. And then my favorite, I think, is the salted caramel. Which one do you like better?
I just had one. I only had the salted caramel.
Caramel,
I don't know
caramel.
But yeah, caramel. That one was caramel. Delicious.
Caramel.
And your sultry voice.
Adding an extra salt.
Well, they're good. And they're Sun Warrior. You can go to sunwarrior.com and order. Okay, I think they're like $28 a case. And I got one blueberry and one salted caramel. On the go, easy. Vegan plant-based protein. So it's not just for vegans, though. Mm-hmm. Are you 100% vegan?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So I do eat a little meat every now and then.
You do?
You'd be
okay.
Disappointed. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. No, I wouldn't. Well, I'm not going to judge you. It's whatever works for you.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
I'm not a judger. Yeah. I'm not a judger. Appreciate it. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. I clean protein with the Sun Warrior, but every now and then I do eat.
Yeah,
nice,
but see, you mix it up, and that's one of the reasons you're this husky male that you are, I have to say.
Husky male.
In the Sun Warrior ad that he did played right before, and then he's like, I wasn't always a handsome husky male. I was overweight as a child.
But I'm always going to get flagged about that.
That term goes back husky. To the, yeah.
I like to think of myself as muscular, but go
there
ahead.
You go.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's just, you know, I'm just trying to give people an idea of, like, your stature, because you're pretty tall.
We're going to have to put a Just like a bare shot of me on the internet, you know, on your website.
So well, you know what?
So people know.
How about we have you do a cheer?
Okay.
And we'll put it on Instagram. Can you do that?
So here? Okay, here's a story. I'm putting my business out here right now.
Okay, put it out.
I was actually in a magazine, actually a calendar when I was in undergrad.
No.
There was a show. They said, okay, in order to be in the Men of University of North Texas calendar, you have to go to the strip club, strip on stage. And then if you're good enough, we'll put you in the calendar.
Did you do that?
I got in the calendar.
So you got yes, on a stage
I
and
did.
You stripped.
Yes,
you
I did.
Are revealing
I did.
So
my girlfriend
much.
Was in the audience at the time. I will say
okay.
that. But
you
yeah.
like strip 100% or did
now,
you
well,
leave
see,
your...
we're getting a lot of details.
I'm just curious. So, did you?
It wasn't 100%.
Just down to like your skivvies.
It was enough. I got in the calendar.
And you got in the calendar.
The calendar.
Is there a calendar? Is there a picture? Does anyone have this calendar?
Everybody's been looking for it, but I'll
does your wife have the calendar?
You know what? There's never going to be a copy of that calendar again. I'm just
oh,
saying.
Oh, come on.
No. Nah,
uh-uh. Let your wife send
was
us a picture.
One
we'll
and
just,
done.
We dressed, it was a photo shoot. I dressed
come
up as
on.
A fireman. Like one,
oh.
You know.
Oh, God. There you go.
Oh, man. Anyways.
What a show. Yeah. What a show.
Okay,
there you go.
So play the song, They Call Me the Fireman.
So, yeah.
What is it? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. How does it go? Come on, you guys. By George Strait?
They call me the fireman.
Oh, please.
That's my
like,
name.
I would know any George Strait song. Like, I would not know a George Strait song.
Okay.
You don't if I heard one.
Oh my gosh.
I might know a Dwight Yoakam song, but
okay.
I would not know.
Wait, why you have that voice?
Well, you know, because he's really twangy.
I actually was listening
Yoakam's
to
Yoakam's really twangy.
Yeah. No, I like twangy. I like do you have The Fireman just by chance? Doggone it. You guys don't know the song. Okay. Some of you don't.
Sorry.
You don't
I know
you
it.
Don't know it either?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay, I'll play it for you during
okay.
the break.
Okay.
Okay, so now that we got all that tomfoolery out of the way, which is always great, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
So Von Eaglin, for those of you maybe just now joining us who don't know Von, he is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor. He works with two group practices in the Dallas area. He is a certified couple relationship trainer and sees a wide range of clients addressing men's issues, anger management, abuse, and addiction, just to name a few. He is also a doctoral candidate at the University of North Texas in the Counseling and Higher Education Department. His PhD research focuses on couples, relationships, men, and groups. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com, and you can also find Von at wefixbrains.com. Today, we are talking about masculine ideologies, what
you
men aspire to be. So, Discuss some of the generalities about the masculine culture.
What a lot of people don't know is that masculinity is not organic, it's actually reactive. So we actually look at another man and then we try to size ourselves up against that other man.
We've talked about this. I've heard this from a couple of other men, and I had no idea all the years I have been on life that that is really what men do to one another.
Well, people size each other up. I think that's a general thing.
Women do that
with
each
you're right.
other.
But guys, it's like on another level. Like, in fact, I was in the gym this morning.
It's like
morning.
Two male dogs going in a backyard, one peeing over the other pee all day long,
so here,
right?
Here's what the guy in the gym was doing this morning. I call it peacocking. You know,
there
it's like
go.
He looks at me and then he flares out to try to walk a certain way and try to look like, hey, I'm a dominant man. I'm looking at you like, man, you a chump. Anyways, though.
What?
And so, but here's the thing. He did that, and that showed me his emotional vulnerability or that he was a beta male because he felt the need to change his posture when he looked at me because he perceived me as being more dominant than him.
Wow.
And so there's this
so
unsaid.
So we really, that's like, that's
yeah.
that's something
yeah.
like, and we're animals. We just don't like
yeah.
to admit
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Some people don't,
well,
but we're
know,
animals.
When the human eye actually goes down toward the hip to look at, you know, to see if someone's male or female. And so what you'll notice is that guys, we like to, you know, broaden our chest out to make sure, and we kind of sway a little bit to kind of make sure that, like, make it look like we're bigger. Women, they tend to sway
make
their hips.
Make it look like you're what? Bigger?
Bigger.
Bigger. Oh, bigger.
Yeah, bigger and more dominant.
Okay.
Women tend to sway their hips more when they know that a man is actually looking at them. So look at any runway model, you know, like do you see their hips going back
yeah.
and forth? It's because that's the feminine, you know,
right.
characteristic.
Just like a robin, like a female robin
pretty much.
Tweeting at a
yeah.
at a male robin.
You got it. So men, we get these messages in general that we have to be a man, fight back, you know, you shouldn't cry, you shouldn't back down to anybody. And oftentimes we measure ourselves by the closest male to us. So we compare ourselves and we actually receive affirmation from whoever is the closest male in our environment. I'll give you an example. So I have a friend of mine. He said, you know, I've never known a man not to be, you know, unfaithful to his wife. And because that was his role models growing up, he to this day is not, you know, faithful to his wife because he knows all the men in his life have been unfaithful. But
OK, so I misunderstood you.
Okay.
So He has seen examples of infidelity his
correct.
Whole life.
That is okay. correct. But that he's comparing himself and he's measuring himself and he's aspiring to be what he's noticed in his own life in terms of what masculinity is. Because, guys, we get these societal messages of what it means to be a man. I've said this many times before, is that typically athleticism, second thing is money and, you know, economic success, and the third thing is sexual conquest. And so we're measuring ourselves up by this thing and we externalize our self-worth, but many times our self-worth is this moving target. So we're trying to aspire to be something, but we don't know what that is.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of confusing sometimes.
You guys are not as simple as, you know, needing some food and some sleep. And
well, we don't always talk about it because we're...
Why not?
Well, we stuff ourselves.
Because that would be vulnerable.
Exactly.
And that would go against the bro code.
Okay.
It is. Well, here's...
You obviously understand this too, Kip.
Yeah,
well, I have
she
to. She's a
athletes.
Sports psychology
she deals
professional.
With athletes. So a lot of guys, whenever we experience depression, it looks different to the eye than when women experience depression, because we're going to show you irritability. We're going to show you anger. You're probably going to see some substance abuse, some alcoholism. You may see being a workaholic. You may see us engage in a lot of promiscuous sex. But at the end of the day, we're actually depressed. But,
yeah, it's more acting out for men than that, we traditionally do.
Exactly. But it's not as appropriate or acceptable to talk about it. You know, I can express anger and aggression, but I can't go up to another man, hey, man, I'm kind of sad right now. Can you hold me?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not masculine. That's
women
not, that's
don't
not
do
culture.
That.
Well, you guys are going to talk more, though.
We do it.
We do talk more.
We do it more, and it's a little bit easier in general for women to be that vulnerable or to say, I feel sad.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, so you're going to receive comfort from your female counterpart than a guy will. You know, if I come to you and say, hey, I'm sad. Hey, man, let me give you, I'm going to give you a hug, man. It's just, I know it's been a rough day for you. Like, guys, we really don't do that on average. And so we have these ideological scripts that we're talking about. And so, like, being a tough guy, like, guys get these messages that I have to be strong, I have to be aggressive, I have to be fearless and invulnerable. I'll give you an example. Like, guys, we don't like to go to the doctor. You know, guys who actually are married tend to go to the doctor more because our wives are kind of nagging us to go to the doctor. But in general, you know, if I go to the doctor, that means that I'm not a tough guy. So there you have it.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Wow. Okay, so I'm looking through these scripts.
Okay.
You've got the tough guy script, the give 'em hell script, the Playboy script, the homophobic script, and the winner script,
the independent script.
Which one do you think is most common?
There's a lot of them. The Playboy script kind of deals with, you know, you got to, again, I talked about the sexual conquest. We get these societal messages that, you know, we need to objectify women. You know, you need to experience lust. And there are different types of sex, like interpersonal sex and personal sex. A lot of times guys get messages that we have to have impersonal sex and just have, you know, and be promiscuous. So a lot of times that leads to that slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. I don't know your name. It doesn't really matter right now, but I have another
notch on my belt. Oh, by the way, you got her pregnant.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And so the give 'em hell script is a script where guys are socialized into believing that violence is acceptable. Think about any hazing or going into any type of a group, like even the military, fraternities, different things like that.
Which one is that?
So the give 'em hell script.
Oh, the give 'em hell script.
So this idea is that violence is socially acceptable and is an acceptable way to get your aggression out. Mm. And so I'm just going to give 'em hell. It really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The other script is being homophobic. So there's this dualistic way of looking at society. So anything that's feminine, we reject. And so if you come across and you say something, like Kip was talking about it a minute ago, if you come to me showing emotionality or you want to emote something, I'm going to look at you as feminine. Something's wrong with you. Like, man, you're not the kind of guy I want to be around. So,
well, okay, so homophobics, that's interesting because I can't say who it is, and they've passed away, but they had this person in my life for many years who was extremely homophobic. He used to say just all kinds of stuff that would lead you to believe that he hated gays.
Yeah, I was kind of like that when I was growing up, too. So.
And only to admit to me on his deathbed that he was indeed gay.
Wow. So the very thing that he strived to try not to be is the very thing he was. Is that what I'm hearing?
But he just covered it up for years.
Yeah,
because, I mean, he was married twice.
Yeah, that's because it's socially acceptable for him to look like I am a masculine man. I have friends who have a lot of feminine qualities, but they love women. And I have seen guys.
What's a feminine quality?
A feminine quality.
Again, crossing your legs?
Showing
your emotion. God. My dad is the epitome of this.
Okay. Please do tell.
Well, I mean, like, I grew up, he's in ed psych. I mean, so we talked about feelings and emotions and spirituality all the time growing up. I went shopping with him, not my mom. Went to the movies, went to art galleries, did all that kind of stuff with my dad.
Education psych, for those of you that didn't catch that. A lot of people don't know that phrase. Yeah. But
let's say I shake a guy's hand and he gives me the wet dish rag.
Oh.
You know, like, I mean, it just touches my fingers, doesn't give me a full-on handshake. Am I going to think he's a little feminine? Yes. No.
Yeah. Or weak. You're going to think he's weak.
Like, what's wrong with it? He's not giving me a full handshake. So most guys are going to exactly. Good word. Most guys are going to think that this is not a masculine guy because he's shaking my hand in a way that looks like a woman would shake my hand. And so, but again, there's this dualistic way of thinking. So it's dichotomous, it's binary. So you look at society, like if anything looks feminine, it's rejected. And if anything looks masculine, then it's accepted. So that is a homophobic script, that it's an ideology, it's a way of looking at the world that guys get. That's the message that we get inside of our brain of this is how you should be.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
And women, and I mean, I know I'm inserting something here, but I think women who tend to be more masculine or they tend to be more thinkers and feelers get that same sort of messaging,
right?
There's something wrong with you because you're
Or they get labeled with the B word sometimes,
right?
You know,
you're strong. Yeah, you got the resting bitch face, and you're strong, and you're, you know, a driver, and while that's, I think those societal stereotypes are getting better, women get that same sort of like, that's not acceptable.
Well, women are taught to, if they want to be found attractive, to be submissive.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
Yeah, I'd agree there. And see, the truth of the matter is that androgyny is something that is society is moving towards. And so from the look of things, and even with men, a lot of times you'll see guys who are depicted inside of, let's say, an art, Jesus. He has some feminine qualities.
Yeah.
You know, because he has long hair. He doesn't look like, you'll see androgyny, Mona Lisa. You know, she has some masculine qualities. Mm-hmm. And so there's not this, you know, you're all man or you're all woman. You know, there's this gray area in this scale that a lot of people need to work towards recognition of. So
I love it. Von Eaglin, Kip Watson, thank you. We've got more coming up. We're going to be talking when we come back with Kip Watson, Understanding the Complexity of Teamwork. You are listening to One Life Radio. Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Von Eaglin and Kip Watson in studio with me. Von Eaglin is a licensed professional counselor, supervisor, and works with two group practices in the Dallas area. Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor and a sports psychology professional with two master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. And Von is working on his PhD at the University of North Texas in the Counseling and Higher Education Department. His PhD research focuses on couple relationships, men, and groups. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com. Okay, so we decided that we weren't going to talk about the teamwork thing with Kip.
No, we'll infuse it, but I think this is a good conversation, and I think we should just keep going with it.
Yeah, no, I
totally
agree.
We can do my topic anytime.
Yeah, right. Because Von, we only have you in here every couple of weeks until I don't know when, but it's always a pleasure having you in studio. We always have a lot of fun
so
when you're
here. So we decide we want you back, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, when you come back, we'll play the fireman. We'll get a calendar photo shoot together.
There you go. Calendar shoot. The One Life Radio
maybe
calendar.
We'll do a little cheering.
I'm going to be on every month. Is that it? No,
can you come up with a cheer for L-R? Okay.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, I'll quit the tomfoolery. Well, I love that we're talking about masculine ideologies and what men aspire to be. Right before the break, we were discussing some of the ideological scripts that men tell themselves, like tough guy script, give them hell script, playboy script, homophobic script, and independent script. You said you wanted to circle back and talk about the homophobic script
a little bit. Well, let me define what an ideology is right quick. So it's a system of ideals, kind of like a basic theory about how the world kind of works. And so when we're talking about the homophobic script, I wanted to just mention a personal story. So I used to be homophobic growing up.
I thought you were going to tell us you used to be homosexual too.
I don't know if my wife would like that one. You know, she was like, "What? You said that on the radio? I just found that out. We should have talked about this before." So I grew up in a very like male dominant environment. My dad was all, you know, state athlete. My uncle played for the NFL. He played for the Houston Oilers, and so you were expected to be an athlete. And so anything that looked homophobic was immediately rejected. And so I grew up thinking like if a gay guy even looks at me, or if I assume that he's gay, if he looks at me the wrong way, I become really aggressive. Like, what's wrong with you? Why are you looking at me like that? It's serious though. Like, but that was a younger frame of mind, and not until I got to college and I worked on a staff closely with someone who was gay and I received exposure, then I started to understand that, you know.
What do you mean you received exposure?
When I say, because we used to talk about, like, I would ask him questions like, "Hey man, how'd you know you were gay?" And you know, is it a choice for you? And like, we had these deep conversations. And when I received exposure, when I went off to college, about, you know, gay people and people who are not just gay, but, you know, bisexual and transsexual, and all these diversity trainings that I went to, it helped me to understand that the world was bigger than my small, you know, perception from Beaumont, Texas. And so, in fact, one time he said, "You know, Von, just because I'm gay, that doesn't mean that you're my type of guy. Like, that doesn't mean I'm attracted to you."
Right.
I was like, "What? Huh? How do you mean? Like, I don't understand that." You know, not that I'm a guy's gift to women or anything, but it helped me to really, I mean, it humanized that guy.
Yeah.
That, you know, just because he's gay doesn't mean
that. It
changed
your framework
exactly.
About it.
My whole paradigm shifted.
Yeah.
And so there is this idea that if someone is homophobic, excuse me, or if they have a homophobic script, then anything that looks feminine, they reject it. And so, and you'll see like these immature ego defenses to try to say, okay, that looks feminine, so I'm just going to, you know, become aggressive against it. So.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yep. Really interesting talking here. I mean, it really is.
When you don't understand it or you haven't been, you know, exposed, so to speak, like Von is saying, then you base it on some stereotypes or you base it on a belief system that you were taught.
Mm-hmm.
And usually those are not based in reality.
Yeah.
And I certainly, having been around, you know, some of the NFL world, there's definitely that immature framework there that if they sense, and that's part of that, you know, broadening up.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a combative environment, obviously, on the field.
Mm-hmm. Well, you understand it on a football field because you're getting ready to do battle, basically. But day to day, like the story you were telling earlier, like, fascinates me that guys actually puff their chest up at one another.
You see it all the time. If you just,
but
like,
we women do the same thing.
Women do too. Well, see,
what? Well, I don't think so.
Yes.
Here's the thing. So I don't puff my chest at anyone. I'm going to break this down
for you. But you may change the way you walk or the way you carry yourself depending on who's in front of you.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I don't think it's so if a man's looking male, at, female thing
so if a
for
man,
me anyway.
If you know that, let's say it's a guy that you're really attracted to, and you know he's checking you out, do you change your walk?
No.
You don't?
No.
Really?
Most people do.
Lexi? I walk sexy all the time.
So, okay.
You want a piece of this?
So, I know you do. Yeah. So.
No, I do. I'm just, and I think it's from years of dancing. Even the way okay. I position my feet, okay. It's just how I move.
You
it's me.
This is an anomaly you know, from my standpoint. Because people, when they when you know someone's watching you, you yeah. tend to act differently.
Do you know that song?
No, I
feel
don't.
Like somebody's always watching me.
Somebody's watching. I know.
There's an watch. Old one.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. So you talked about being in the NFL. So there's this idea. Here's another ideology, which is called being a winner. And so you get this idea that you need to be in control, and you tend to associate this kind of thing with type A behavior, and it's associated mostly with competition. You have a look on your face, Bernie.
I'm trying to understand.
Okay, so guys, because I need to be a winner, then they become really impatient. They have a high drive for achievement. I'll give you an example. This is an example from a client a long time ago. He wanted to be economically successful with money, and he was a really good businessman. His wife became pregnant, and he saw that as, this is not going to help me be successful in business, and I would like for you to get an abortion. Because this is not a gun. Now, you may think that, okay, this guy's superficial, something's wrong with him, he's a narcissist.
I think he's effed up.
But from his perspective, I won't win with money, because this is something that's going to sidetrack me from my goal. Mm-hmm. Because in his mind, if I have a lot of money, then I'm somebody.
That seems like mental illness to me. Anybody that would have that extreme.
It's not mental illness, it's just really bad priorities and yeah. motives.
Well, I describe
that motive
mental
or definition of success.
Well, you know, I have a very different perspective of mental illness. Growing up with a brother that was truly like mentally ill, but there's
that
a lot of people walking around that are mentally ill. Pretty much all of us have issues of one thing or another from our childhood that maybe we haven't resolved yet, or we're still carrying around. Wouldn't you agree? That's why you two
issue
are in business.
But issue is different than mental illness.
Well,
I think most people think they have mental illness, but they don't.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
I think they don't want to say it because there's a stigma attached to mental illness. But it's just being sick. You're a little sick. You're a little off. No different than having a little cold or flu, except it's in your personality. It's a personality flu.
People are looking at me like, Vaughn, what do you think about this? So,
well, she and I typically disagree about things.
You guys,
yeah.
We're just going to agree to disagree
yeah.
agreeably. So,
well, I just think that, so the definition of mental illness officially by your two standards is someone who really crosses a line that could hurt themselves or somebody else.
Well, no, it just meets a certain criteria in our diagnostician manual. So, for instance, like if there are 9, you know, points and if they meet 7 of them, okay, well, they may have this condition pretty much.
Okay, gotcha.
And there's usually some sort of neuro-ish, like biological, physiological issue tied to it.
Yeah.
So, classify this as another mental illness. So the independent script. So this is an ideology that men tell themselves that I need
this
to be.
This is a strong one.
Yeah, I need to be self-reliant. I need to be independent. I can't depend on anybody. I'll give you an example. Now, I've heard this example amongst friends and amongst clients on several different occasions. Guy lost his job. Didn't tell the wife for like 6 weeks or like 2 months or
what?
3 months. And the wife is like, she's thinking the rent and the mortgage is going to be paid. But because he needs to be independent and self-reliant, oh, I'm just going to act like I'm going to work, you know, and I'm going to get dressed like I'm going to work and trying to look for another job and everything. But in his mind, he thinks I need to be independent and self-reliant. And he doesn't go to his wife for help when she's the person that they need to be coming together as a team to try to resolve the issue and to make sure that the finances stay in order and make the household, you know, function the way it needs to.
Mm-hmm.
But in his mind, though, I need to be independent. I need to be independent.
What are some other descriptions or of someone who's the independent script?
Kip, you want to jump in here?
Oh, well, I think I was engaged to one of these because it was like just a not sharing or collaborating.
I don't
about
need
much,
you for anything.
Right. Much of anything. There's not I mean, there would be these moments, but I think it is, I don't need you. I don't even, I think the work thing too, separating work from home is a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
When it really needs to be, like Vaughn said, a very collaborative type of thing. And one thing that he really struggled with is that I wanted to share in the burden of work. Like I knew work was stressful And it was really hard for him to share that burden because he felt like he was burdening me. And I'm like, no, that's what we do, right? We collaborate and we share in that. But I think for an independent type, that's really hard.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. All interesting stuff. I love talking about psychology, especially with you two. Thank you so much for being in studio with us today. Von Eaglin and Kip Watson. You can find all of our guest experts at OneLifeRadio.com. This show flew by.
It really did.
Everyone, a big shout out again to our sponsors, Crazy Water, Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior, the H-Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the ISSN. That's the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.